Hey there, and welcome to Street Level Strategies. My name is Bobbi Jo Dallas, Customer Engagement Manager at Total Expert. And today I am joined by Jody Eichenblatt, Senior Mortgage Consultant at Prosperity Home Mortgage. How are you doing today, Jody?
I'm doing well. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing super good. I am actually super thrilled for this conversation. I'm excited to kind of get rolling and get into the nitty gritty. But first off, why don't we go ahead and just, you want to give a quick intro to you, Jody?
Sure, no problem. Thanks again. So Jody Eichenblatt, Senior Mortgage Consultant with Prosperity Home Mortgage. Been a lender for a little over 21 years now. Have a wife, three kids, a puppy at home, and I'm based out of the DC, Maryland, Virginia area.
Amazing. Yeah, you're busy. Yeah. You got a lot going when we talked earlier. You got a lot happening. You got puppies, you got babies, you got a lot.
There's a lot on the plate, but all good stuff.
That's super good. And how long have you been originating, Jody?
So a little over 21 years now.
Wow. So
we've seen a lot. We've seen a lot. Definitely now is a little bit different as well, but we've seen a lot of different cycles come through.
Yeah, you've been through some ups and downs, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, but all good stuff. So that's awesome. Well, today we're going to be chatting through Total Expert, how you're leveraging the platform, talk a little bit about customer intelligence. But first off, why don't we talk just a little bit about how you're using Total Expert in your day-to-day, how your team's leveraging it. You want to just give a quick rundown of how you're leveraging the platform.
Yeah, absolutely. So Total Expert for me is basically how we start today, how we start the workday essentially, right? Because when I log in, I have a nice dashboard and it basically outlines everything for me. You know, it'll tell me what's in the pipeline, what's funded, but it also tells me the things like the birthdays, who's opening emails that we've sent out. You know, we send out a lot of campaigns, so I want to know who's opening those, who's reading them, how often they're reading them. It talks about, you know, other tasks in terms of what clients we should be on the lookout for as far as maybe rates have dropped. Not recently, but stuff to kind of keep on the radar. It talks about clients that we've had in the pre-approval stage and maybe their pre-approvals are expiring. So it's really just a great base because you have to start somewhere. So if you don't have kind of a plan, and Total Expert kind of helps develop that plan for me and gives me the roadmap of what to do each and every day.
Yeah. So it sounds like you're using it really as like, here is an overview, almost like a dashboard for this is everything that's happening in my pipeline, in my prospects, in my past clients, like here is everything. And this is just like a bird's eye view into what I need to know about what's happening.
Exactly. Because if not, then I'm going into our internal software, right? That just has a list of pipeline. It's a pretty large list, but it doesn't really give me any kind of direction. Doesn't really prioritize things for me. So it does give me that kind of outline that I need.
Yeah. And do you feel like what did you use before? Did you have any system where how has Total Expert kind of changed the game for you?
So I guess right at the beginning, I had a system of sticky notes, which a lot of people use and
I've heard
and
that
fun
one a
to
lot.
Have. Yeah. Then I upgraded to like the Microsoft Word version of sticky note on the desktop. But it was a lot of, you know, there's a lot that goes on up here and then I know, but the nice thing also about Total Expert is that everybody on the team knows, right? Yeah. Because we can all log into the same thing. We all see the same dashboard. But before it was a lot of, you know, sticky notes, Excel, that sort of thing. And it's really just a nice home base for everything.
Yeah. So you're leveraging it with your team as well. And remind me, what does your team look like?
Absolutely. So my team consists of like our initial team is myself. We have an assistant and another loan officer that works for me.
Okay, sweet. And you all are kind of working within the platform so that everyone has visibility and things like that.
We all have visibility, right? We will meet weekly or twice a week to talk about it, to kind of see what's going on, any kind of plans we want to put forward in terms of marketing, that sort of thing. But it's just a great spot for us to all kind of see what's going on and attack different things because it has all this great information. And if I miss something, you know, another one of the teammates will pick up on it for me.
Yeah. And I think I just heard you say, so you're meeting like weekly or, you know, biweekly with your team and you're sitting down and you're saying, all right, hey, what's happening in Total Expert? Did I miss something? Do we need to put out a marketing campaign to XYZ, you know, group of clients? So you are really taking, you are keeping up with, hey, what's happening? What do we need to do? Being proactive.
Exactly. Because Total Expert also just has a slew of things that are in there, right? Yeah. So while I have certain ideas of things that we should do, other teammates are going to say, well, what about this campaign? Or what about this? Or, hey, did you notice that such and such opened this email 7 times, we may want to reach out to him or her, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So it's just a way to kind of go on top of just our normal pipeline call about what's in the system, you know, in the active pipeline.
Yeah. And I love that you said that because I have talked to a few other originators as well. And that's one of the things that they are looking at. Who's opening my emails? If they clicked on this email 7 times, maybe that means let's reach out to them or give them an extra call, right?
It's the most unbelievable thing. So during COVID, when rates dropped down and we sent all these campaigns out, it was just so easy to know who was really interested in refinancing, because we'd see someone that opened an email 20 times, 15 times, 10 times, and we reach out, and all of a sudden they're thinking, oh my gosh, I was just thinking about you.
Totally.
Well, of course, I know that because you looked at my email 10 times. And then it's really just kind of moving forward from that. So there's only so much time in the day, and you really want to focus on the people that are worth focusing on because they have that immediate need.
Yeah, I love that. So you're really looking at, you know, the insights that are happening. So who's clicking on my marketing? Who's engaging with me here? And then you're saying, all right, team, let's talk about it. Let's create a plan. I'm going to reach out to this person, or we're going to touch base with this client, right? And then we're really trying to keep that consistent outreach and making sure that we're grabbing opportunities that maybe we wouldn't have had before.
100% right. Exactly.
Yeah. Well, on the same note, I want to transition a little bit, talk a little bit about customer intelligence, because I know that you've been leveraging customer intelligence for a while now. Mm-hmm. And I want to talk just a little bit about what you're seeing and how customer intelligence has been helpful for you in your day-to-day as an originator.
Yeah. So it's been great, because it's giving me all this extra information and bring it to the forefront for me and the team to kind of know what's going on and what the goals are for the client, right? The client in terms of like the end user, the buyer, or even client defined as like the realtors. So for example, last week, we had someone that we got notification that client, you know, Mrs. Smith, triggered a listing alert, yeah, right? So, which means that they're listing their home. So my call to action is, okay, I'm going to take a look at that. I'm going to see who the realtor was, reach out to the realtor, reconnect with that person, make sure they got the listing, if you know, that sort of thing, but let them know that we have this information as well. Because whether they got it or didn't get it, now they know I have access to stuff and can help them bring back the client. Or maybe they listed it with someone else, but they're going to buy in the future somewhere. So there's a tremendous amount of value there. Or, you know, if not so much the listing, if the buyer is doing a mortgage inquiry, a credit inquiry, I'm going to know about that. What does that mean? They're shopping around maybe. Or maybe they're just looking to purchase and never told me about it again. Yep. So it's all this great information that comes directly to the email that we can kind of figure out and have a plan to kind of move forward in that way.
Yeah, and a perfect opportunity for you to say, hey, I wouldn't have known this information if it weren't for these alerts, and I'm going to reach out.
Exactly. I mean, you know, every loan officer has had that feeling of, oh my goodness, how come this person didn't use me? Yeah. Or if I only knew about that sort of thing, right? So sometimes it may be too late by the time we get that notification, but at least it gives us the opportunity to not see that they just bought a house on Facebook or LinkedIn or something like that.
I know. It's not like an opportunity. It's a jab to the heart, right?
it's the worst. You know, you put in so many, you know, time and effort into people, and you know, they go off for one reason or another and buy something else with someone else. And you know, everyone has that, you know, that right and ability. But if we can do something to at least give them a little something extra to think about, there's huge value in that.
Yeah. And to put your face back in front of them, right? Because
exactly,
you know, maybe they did, you know, just, you know, forget, right? And not come back to you, or shop around and find another person because it's more, you know, the convenience or whatever, right? But to be able to say, hey, and put your face back in front of them. Hey, I'm here. I'm following up with you at the right time. That's gold.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, most of them that we've had recently, at least the listing alerts, those people were buying somewhere else that I personally am not even licensed. So then I'm getting back in contact with that person, wishing them good luck, congratulations on their future endeavors. Cool. And I'm back in the fold of them thinking of me maybe for their friends and family.
Wow, I like that. Yeah, right. Because even if it's not for them, there's also a referral network out there that will be a gold mine for you.
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah. I love how you're using that. Well, that's awesome. And really love to see that you are really liking, you know, customer intelligence, and it's helpful for you as an originator, because we, you know, that's what we hope, that these alerts and these notifications to the originator are really a way for you to stay, you know, forefront with your whole entire database. And so super, super cool to hear that you're having so much success with the tool. And I'll kind of end the conversation with this last question. And it's, you know, what is one thing that you stop doing and one thing that you should continue doing? And you can either answer, you know, personally, professionally. I'll let you kind of, you know, end on that.
Sure. So continuing doing, I mean, my day in life is generally pretty structured. Like I told you, I have, you know, three kids, dog,
like,
all this family around. So exactly. So I get up very early. So I have my time, right? So I'm up at like 4 a.m. I have my time to work out, have peace of mind, do everything I possibly can for myself before everyone else wakes up and before the world starts working, or most of the world starts working. And then I structure my day so I'm able to do my work, to spend time with the family, do work a little bit later on, that sort of thing. So I'm going to continue to do that. The other thing that I think is really, really important for everyone, especially now, is just to stay calm. Right? There's so many, there's going to be times when we lose deals. There's going to be times when, we're up late at night thinking about something that's going wrong, but no problem is going to get solved by worrying about anything. So the biggest thing is just kind of being a little stress-free about it and staying calm, and then the solutions will get there one way or the other.
Hey, you know, that is, Jody, something that I have noticed about you. I couldn't put my finger on it, but you do just have this like calm demeanor. You can kind of just like, okay, sit back and be like, all right, it is what it is. We're going for it.
I'll tell you what, just a little quick story. The
Yeah.
other day, 2 weeks ago, I witnessed the tail end of a hit and run. So I pulled over, I saw this woman in a van all by herself. The car was kind of mashed up. So I pulled over, stayed with her, talked to her. It was a nanny. She had a special needs child in the back seat. She was kind of freaking out on the phone with the mom who was coming onto the scene, talking through her. So she got there. She's like, "Thank you so much. Thank you, yada, yada." And she said, "Hey, are you a doctor?" I said, "No, why?" She goes, "You're so calm about everything." I'm, "No, I'm actually a loan officer. I deal with stuff all the time." So it was really interesting to hear her say that as well. But you really have to be. And I learned that early on when I first started my career, like most people, when things would go wrong, I would freak out a little bit. But then I realized that's not going to solve any problem.
Especially with how volatile things, are right now. And I mean, there's nothing that can be solved by freaking out. Like we can't control it. So, go with the flow. I love
Exactly.
that. And honestly, we'll kind of just end it there. You don't have to tell me anything that you want to stop doing. I'm going to end on that one.
I
I
appreciate
like
it. Thank
that.
you.
So stay calm and it's all going to work out. I like it. Awesome.
Exactly.
Well,
Thanks for having me.
thanks so much, Jody, for hopping on today. And, for anyone watching, feel free to subscribe and hear more content just like this. So we'll be back again for some more content like this. But again, thanks, Jody. We really appreciate your time.
My pleasure. Thank you.